Ibn Abbas further said, seven types of marriages are unlawful because of blood relations, and seven because of marriage relations. Then Ibn Abbas recited the verse, forbidden to you for marriage are your mothers. Quran chapter 4, verse 23. Abdullah bin Ja'far married the daughter and wife of Ali at the same time. They were stepdaughter and mother. Ibn Sirin said, there is no harm in that. But Al-Hasan al-Basri disapproved of it at first, but then said that there was no harm in it. Al-Hasan ibn al-Hasan ibn Ali married two of his cousins in one night. Ja'far bin Zayd disapproved of that because it would bring about hatred between the two cousins. But it is not unlawful, as Allah said, lawful to you are all the others beyond those mentioned. Quran chapter 4, verse 24. Ibn Abbas said, if somebody commits illegal sexual intercourse with his wife's sister, his wife does not become unlawful for him. And narrated Abu Ja'far, if a person commits homosexuality with a boy, then the mother of that boy is unlawful for him to marry. Narrated Ibn Abbas, if one commits illegal sexual intercourse with his mother-in-law, then his married relation to his wife does not become unlawful. Abu Nasr is reported to have said that Ibn Abbas in the above case regarded his marital relation to his wife unlawful. But Abu Nasr is not known well for hearing hadith from Ibn Abbas. Imran bin Hussein, Jabir bin Zayd, Al-Hasan, and some other Iraqis are reported to have judged that his marital relations to his wife would be unlawful. In the above case, Abu Huraira said, the marital relation to one's wife does not become unlawful except if one has had sexual intercourse with her mother. Ibn al-Musayyib, Urwa, and Az-Zuhri allow such a person to keep his wife. Ali said, his marital relations to his wife does not become unlawful.